Excited and pleased to have a special guest live in studio with me, saxophonist, composer, arranger, actor, Katya Reichman. Good morning, Katya.
Good morning, Kim. And good morning, Las Vegas.
Yes, welcome. You've been to Las Vegas many, many times because you are the lead saxophonist for Rod Stewart, and you're in town with Rod Stewart.
Yeah, been here for 5 years with Rod.
Yes.
At Caesar's Palace. Excellent. Doing residency. It's been great fun.
Absolutely. And then you have your own solo project. You're doing double and triple duty, Never Stand Still. We're playing your new single, Walking the Dog, which is really hot.
Thank you. I'm excited to hear it on the radio. Yeah. Can't wait.
Yes. National airplay for you. And we thank your radio promoter and our dear friend, Bud Harner, for connecting us. He was like, Katya's in town, you know, so let's get together and do this. So you have been with Rod Stewart for 14 years, since 2001.
Yes.
And wow, that's a great run. Yes. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. We do have mutual friends, the Ristel, Magdalena, and Robert. And you're featured on their date, Feel the Vibe. Let's take a listen to you on the Funky Lights release. The Source live from UNLV, Katya Reichman, live in studio. And Katya, Ristel, How did you meet Robert and Magdalena?
Oh, they contacted me through my website.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. So you sounded great on that.
Very nice people.
They are. Yeah. They visit us a few times. When they're in town, they come to the jazz lounge. So it's great to have you here, too. So take us back in your career. Born in Lübeck, Germany, and then you moved to Hamburg and studied music.
No, I didn't study music. Okay. I started playing when I was 21.
Okay.
And, I took lessons.
Okay.
So, yeah, and I practiced every day.
Okay. So you started at 21.
Yeah.
Did you feel that it was a point that you needed to kind of accelerate your learning to get a career,
I, I didn't know anything about music. Okay. I was not able to read music, and I didn't even know how to play a C major scale, nothing. So I totally had to start from scratch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, what got you interested in music?
I always wanted to play an instrument, but my parents didn't want me to.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Yes.
So when I was old enough, I was like, okay, this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. So I started.
Very good. And then you go off to Hollywood.
Yeah, but that's, when did I come here? Gosh, 97, December 97. So it's been a while.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And you debuted you worked with the Scorpions early in your career. You worked with
my brother was a bass player for the Scorpions for a long time. Yes. And I did a couple of shows with them just as a guest.
Okay. Yes.
They don't really have saxophone in their music, but they did this, I think it was an Elvis Presley tribute show they did. And so I played with them a couple of times.
And it started getting you out there in live performance, and also with the Canadian rock band Saiga. And then tell us, this is a nice offshoot. You got into a little acting.
Yeah.
That's why I called you an actor. Early. And this was early on in your career.
It was. Those were more sidelining jobs.
Uh-huh. Surely.
Yeah. It was fun, though.
Yes. Fun. Ally McBeal and also Star Trek Nemesis. But music is truly your passion. So tell us, when you did you audition for Rod Stewart? Or
I did. Okay. Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. It was a kind of a last minute audition.
Yes.
I basically came in on the last day of their rehearsal. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty shocking that I actually got the gig. I didn't expect that.
And off mic, you shared with me that there was really no real rehearsal time. It was like you had to learn the book, you had to learn the song set, and be ready to go.
Yeah. The musical director took me to the side and said, well, good news is you got the gig. Bad news is that there's no more rehearsals. And, next show was like whatever it was. I think it was 5 days.
Yes.
So I had to learn the whole show.
Wow.
And then to a concert, like, just jump into it, dive into it. And it was actually in a city called Lubbock, Texas, which, sounds like Lübeck, the city I was born in.
Yes,
Lübeck, I'll never forget that gig.
Right. I was going to ask you, you must have been so excited, but then a little, like,
I was nervous. I was so nervous.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's taking you around the world. You have you've played for the Queen of England. Right?
Mr. Stewart, yes.
Yeah. Rocks, and also some notable author mentions Al Green, Carole King, Brooks and Dunn. Is it word of mouth in the industry that you get these gigs? Or
no, well, Al Green and Carole King, that was, I think that was part of the RFK benefit for 9/11 right after 9/11 happened.
Yes.
And then Brooks and Dunn, I got casted to do a video with them, actually. Mm-hmm. What year was that? I think maybe 2004, 2005. And so we were hanging out back, by the Hollywood sign. That's where we were shooting the video. And I just started to play around a little bit on my saxophone. And Brooks and Dunn looked at me and they were like, you really play? I'm like, yeah, what did you think? And they were like, well, we just thought you were just some actor girl that, somebody gave a saxophone to hold. So it was pretty funny. Yes. And then they were like, oh, cool. So if you really play, so why don't you do a couple of shows with us? Mm. So they called me a couple of weeks later to do the Country Music Awards with them, People's Choice Awards, and I think it was Today Show. Nice. It was a lot of fun.
Yes.
Great people. Mm-hmm. They're like in Vegas now, too.
Yes.
They're doing a residency at the Caesars as well.
Absolutely. I thought about that when I was reading your bio, and I was like, wow, it's like a 360. You debuted your self-titled date, Katya, in 2007. So tell us a little bit about the concept of your first release versus now you're on your third studio date.
Well, I met Jeff Carruthers, my producer, in, I believe it was 2005.
Yes.
And some of you people might know who he is. He's one of the biggest smooth jazz producers yes. out there. I mean, yes. he's gotten his hands on pretty much
everyone. Yeah.
And he was Grammy nominated mm-hmm. last year, yeah. I think, for yeah. a project he worked on with Dave Koz and Mindy Ebert and stuff like that. Yes. So, but he, when I met him, he wanted to do a smooth jazz album with me. Mm-hmm. And I was really never that interested in that genre of music. So we did my first CD, which is a little bit more jazzy, I would say, mm-hmm. than typical smooth jazz record.
Yes.
So that was the first one.
Okay.
Then I did the second CD, which was called Hornstar, which has nothing to do with jazz. It's like electro house music.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a lot of fun,
mm-hmm. and you're known going back to Rod Stewart and your performance with Rod Stewart. You are the horn star in the show. I love the title Horn Star. It's also the label. It's also your label, right?
Yeah.
But it has a thing to it, and a very attractive woman on stage with sax who can play. You know, and it just fits Horn Star. That's so cool. But now we celebrate your new release, again produced by Grammy-nominated producer Jeff Carruthers, Never Stand Still. So you have had, moving forward, your growth in the music. What would you say about your growth in what you're doing as a solo artist?
I'm very proud of this last project, Never Stand Still, that Jeff and I decided to start working on basically a year and a half ago. I think it like represents what I like in music and,
yes.
you know, what my passion is for. It's like a mixture of Motown and soul sounding, 70s sound, sounds a little bit like Sam Cooke meets the Temptations or Junior Walker and the All-Stars, mm-hmm. you know?
Yes.
And, we wrote all the songs and produced them and, you know, wrote all the arrangements, JC and I, and it was a fun process, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was great fun.
It is about the process. And to fund this project, Indiegogo, let's talk about this because off mic we talked about it. And these social platforms, whether it's Kickstarter, Indiegogo, they are so beneficial for independent artists. What's your takeaway from it?
Well, I didn't even know that these sort of crowdfunding platforms even existed until a year and a half ago, until JC suggested to me to do mm-hmm. one of those. I was like, what is that Indiegogo? So I, you know, kind of like did some research and then I was like, okay, let's try this. You know, I think I can do this.
Yeah.
And it's amazing what it does. I mean, you know, where else would you get the funding mm-hmm. to make a record like this? Mm-hmm. My goal was $25,000, which sounds like a lot of money and it is a lot of money. And we actually raised over that, raised like $28,000. So, and that's how much pretty much the record cost.
Surely, yes. Yeah. I mean that, and could be a modest, you know, for when it, between studio time and other expenses for recording. Very congratulations.
Thank you.
That's
you know, and it made it possible for me to have some amazing musicians on there. You know, I don't know if you know that I have like Arturo Sandoval
yes.
on the record and Joe Bonamassa.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I did. Yeah, I did know this. And that is a huge... How did you come together with Arturo Sandoval and Joe Bonamassa?
Well, I had worked with Arturo Sandoval with Rod. Mm-hmm. This was probably 2003. We did a DVD together. Okay. Arturo played on a couple of those songs for Rod Stewart, the jazz standard CD.
Yes.
And so I'd stayed in touch with him. And Joe Bonamassa I met also probably like seven years ago through a mutual friend of mine. Okay. So I've been friends with him for a long time too.
Yes.
So I just called him. Said, why
yes,
not?
Right.
You know, and they were like, sure.
Yes, absolutely. Collaborations are in now. I mean, it really seems to be the trend in music, and those great producers like Jeff Carruthers, you know, and then also that's your foundation, and then being able to call on friends. And is there anyone else you would like to work with in the industry?
I don't know. That question is a little bit catches me off guard
right
now. Of
okay,
course, you know,
surely.
There are like many, many people I would love to work with. Of course, you know, but no one in particular that I can think of right now.
Excellent. Well, we talked about your upcoming performance, and you have your own gig coming up.
Yeah.
Share with our listeners, because we have listeners and nationally, so you will be having your own solo project coming up at the Verbado Grill, Jazz Grill, on August 27th, and it's two sets. But you are coming with a band, like a Tower of Power band. Talk to our audience about that.
Well, you know, I'm playing the songs from my new record, Never Stand Still,
yes.
And it's very horn heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote all these horn arrangements, and I have a four-piece horn section backing me up. So I have a barry player, a tenor player, trumpet, and trombone. And then I'm playing alto or tenor, depending on the song. And I also have, of course, drums, percussion, bass, guitar, keyboards. And then I have a couple of other guests, like a steel drum player is playing on the song called Curacao, which is like a very Caribbean vibe song, and a couple of singers.
Excellent.
So yeah, we are like 11 people. We're on stage 10 people all the time, and
nice.
Then you know, sometimes 11-12 people. So we need quite a large stage.
Yes.
You know? But it's fun. It's great fun.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's going to be outstanding. Well, I so appreciate you coming in, Katya. And we are going to wrap it up with your title track. I put the video on the KUNV Facebook page. Walking the Dog is really a cool video.
That was so much fun.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun.
It looks like I'd like to share it with our listeners. So if you'd like to see the video, check out the KUNV Facebook page. And thank you for stopping by. So when you're back in town, holler and stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
And this is an exclusive. This is our first radio interview. So I so appreciate you.
Thank you.
Todd. We thank Katia for stopping by, coming back with Jasmine Gent, Uncle Los, Randy Scott, and much more. The best in contemporary jazz is here on 91.5 The Source.